뭐 노래 우리 장르도 많고 가수들도 많이 있죠.
There are different genres of music and there are a lot of singers as well.
근데 종류는 두 종류예요.
But I think that it all comes down to just two categories.
아무리 잘해도 마음에 와닿지 않는 소리가 있어요.
No matter how great and renowned you may be, there are sounds that just don't strike you in your heart.
어떤 가수가 노래하면요, 마음에 딱 와닿는 소리가 있다니까요.
And there are times when somebody sings and that really strikes a chord in your heart.
똑같은 노래인데도요.
Even though it's the exact same song.
우리 소희는 보면은 이 소리가 딱 마음에 와닿는 이런 가사가 분명한 이런 깨끗한 찬양을 해서 고맙습니다.
Today, our deaconess, Yoon So-hee, gave her a special song, and it was a very clear, crisp song that really resonated with us in all of our hearts. We thank you for that.
우리에게는 가끔 이런 시간이 꼭 필요합니다.
There are moments in our lives when we need this kind of time.
어떤 시간 말입니까?
What kind of time am I referring to?
어떤 의사가 됐는데도 살 소망이 생기지 않고 일이 되질 않아요.
There was a doctor, even though they had become a physician, there was no hope in their lives.
너무 어려워서 포기해야 되겠다라는 상황이 온 겁니다.
And things were so very difficult, they thought to themselves, I should just give up on my life.
토마스 칼라일의 신앙서를 읽다가 갑자기 딱 깨달은 거예요.
But as he read the writings of faith of Thomas Carlyle, he came to a realization.
그래, 과거는 지나간 거니까 내가 붙잡을 필요 없다.
That's right. The past is already finished. There's no need for me to cling to that any longer.
미래는 아직 안 왔으니까 내가 걱정할 거 없다.
And the future has yet to arrive. There's no need for me to concern myself over that.
오늘 내가 하나님의 은혜를 받는 거다.
Today I have to receive God's grace.
이렇게 간단히 깨달은 거예요.
He realized in this very simple manner.
이 사람이 나중에 수만 가지의 증거들을 남기고 존스 홉킨스 병원도 세우고 그랬습니다.
Later on, this person went on to leave behind tens of thousands of evidences behind and also to raise and establish the Johns Hopkins University.
윌리엄 오슬러라는 의사입니다.
He's a doctor by the name of William Osler.
어떤 청년이 아주 힘든 일을 이 노동처럼 일을 했어요.
There was a young adult who was employed in very difficult, strenuous labor.
거기서 생각을 한 겁니다.
And as he was there, he thought to himself,
내가 언제까지 어떻게 이 일을 해야 되느냐?
How much longer and how should I carry out this work?
한 시간씩 그 바다에서 기도했다고 합니다.
And for hours on end, he would sit next to the ocean side and engage in prayer.
다른 사람 다 그냥 생각 없이 다니는데 이 사람만 그런 거예요.
Everyone else was just living their lives thoughtlessly, but he would constantly enter into prayer.
그 자기 생각 속에 머리 속에 뭔가 탁 이게 각인이 됐겠죠.
And inside of his thought, inside of his mind, I think that he was imprinted with something.
반드시 응답으로 옵니다.
And that absolutely comes back to you as an answer.
선박왕 오나시스입니다.
He is Onassis, and he was the king of shipping.
남의 해결까지 없더라도요, 제가 제일 어려울 때가 언제였는가 하니까 여러분 만나기 직전 부목사로 있을 때.
We don't even need to look elsewhere. When was a time that was direst, the most difficult time for me personally? It was when I was serving as an associate pastor right before meeting with all of you.
너무 어려운 거예요.
Things were so difficult.
어려운 것까지는 또 좋은데 교회가 너무 사람을 힘들게 하는 거죠.
And if it was just at that level, it would have been tolerable. But the church was making things so difficult for people.
싸워요.
They would constantly engage in fights.
이 장로님들이 막 싸우니까요. 정말 이상하게 돼요.
And when elders began to fight and have strife amongst each other, they became very strange.
거기다가 목사님은 완전히 힘을 잃었어요.
And the pastor was completely powerless.
부목사인 나는 어떡합니까?
Then what about me? I was an associate pastor of that church.
어디가 말할 수도 어렵더라니까요.
I couldn't go to somebody else to tell them about the situation, and things were so difficult.
그때 하나도 가감 없이 솔직히 하나님 앞에 기도하기 시작했어요.
It was at that time that I, without leaving anything behind, very candidly and honestly before God, I prayed.
사람에게 얘기하려면 조금 그렇잖아요. 근데 하나님 앞에 내가 얘기하는 거는 가감할 필요가 없잖아요.
There is an extent to which we can share things with others, but before God, there's nothing to hide.
전혀 가감없이 하나님의 솔직히 내 모습을 기도한 겁니다.
Concealing nothing, in my genuine state, I prayed before God.
하나님이 응답하셔서 영도로 전국 세계로 이 자리까지 오게 하셨습니다.
And God answered me, and He led me to Yeongdo. He led me to the entire world. He led me here to this very place today.
오늘 본문은 어떤 본문인 줄 여러분이 알고 응답을 누려야 되겠습니다.
You need to be aware of what kind of scripture today's scripture is, and you must receive your answers from it.
뭐 절기를 다 외울 필요는 없습니다. 그러나 응답은 받아야 되겠죠.
There's no need for you to remember and memorize all of the occasions and the ceremonies, but you should receive answers from it.
지난 주간에 유월절, 오순절이라는 축복을 우리가 확인했습니다.
And last week we received and confirmed the answers of the Passover and the Pentecost.
이제 남아 있는 게 뭔가 하니까 대속죄일과 장막절이 남아 있어요.
Then what's left? We have the Day of Atonement as well as the Feast of Booths.
엄청난 응답이 남아 있어요. 대속죄일과 장막절이라는 초막절 오늘 이부 때 얘기할 내용이죠. 그 축복이 남아 있어요.
And so there are tremendous blessings still left remaining. We have the Day of Atonement. We also have the Feast of Booths that we'll be speaking about in the second service today.
그 사이입니다.
And it's between that time.
그 중요하죠.
That's important.
그 사이에 하루만 하라는 겁니다.
And it's within that time frame, between that interval, for just one day, do this, he says.
그게 나팔절입니다.
And what that is the Feast of Trumpets.
여러분 어떻겠습니까?
How do you think about this?
여러분 하루 종일 나팔 소리 나면 어떻게 되겠어요?
What would happen if you were to hear this resounding sound of trumpets all day long?
자, 여러분 같으면 어떻게 봐? 여러분 주위 계속해서 막 찬양과 막 나팔 소리가 계속 난다면요.
How would you react all day long? You hear praises and hymns, and you hear the trumpets.
굉장하죠.
That is an amazing thing.
앞으로 중요한 거 남아 있으니까 나팔 부는 그날에 모든 상처 없애라.
He's saying there are so many important things still left remaining, and so on the day when the trumpets are blown, you must get rid of all of your scars.
참, 하나님은 대단하시죠.
How amazing is God?
너의 모든 상처 다 없애라.
He's saying get rid of all of the scars that you have.
그리고 사함을 받아라.
And then have forgiveness and atonement.
이유가 있습니다.
There's a reason for that.
여러분 상처는 반드시 우리에게 큰 문제를 주기 때문에 하나님이 다 버리고 가라는 겁니다.
Scars absolutely inflict harm upon us, and that's why he says before you continue along, cast all that aside.
여러분 그 상처는 성공하고 상관없이 굉장한 재앙을 몰고 와요.
Because we see that scars, regardless of the success that you've attained, they bring about tremendous curses and disasters.
여러분 아시다시피 기독교인을 가장 많이 박해한 네로 황제 아시죠?
You know very well Emperor Nero of the Roman Empire who persecuted Christians the most.
그 사람이 본래 왕 아들이 아닙니다.
He was actually not the son. He's not of royal lineage.
그 네로 어머니가 춤추는 여자예요.
Nero's mother was a dancer.
그 춤추다가 이제 왕의 마음이 들은 거죠.
And as she was dancing, the king took an affection for her.
그 네로는 그냥 그 엄마 따라두란 사람이에요. 그런 사람이에요.
And so Nero just followed his mother into the royal palace.
이게 엄청난 상처들을 많이 받은 거예요.
And so he saw so many of these tremendous scars.
아니 이 사람이 왕이 될 줄 누가 알았겠어요?
Who could have imagined that this person would later on become the emperor?
이게 왕이 되니까요. 이상한 짓을 하는 거예요.
But after becoming the emperor, he began to do strange things.
나중에 막 온 도시에 불 지르고 말했잖아요.
Later on, he even set an entire town on fire.
그러고는 기독교인이 불 질렀다고.
And then he began to blame the Christians, saying that they're the ones who put up the fire.
이 사람이 기독교인 무참히 그 불태워 죽였어요.
And he burned to death many Christians as well.
무서운 겁니다.
How frightening is that?
우리나라의 그 연산군 보세요.
And look at the previous king, Yeonsan.
그 어머니가 자기 눈 보는 앞에서 죽었잖아요.
We see that for this king in the past history of Korea, his own mother perished and died in front of his eyes.
그게 상처가 된 거예요.
And that was left behind as a tremendous scar.
그게 안 빠져나온단 말이에요.
And he couldn't come out from that.
그러니까 왕이 돼서.
And then Yeonsan-gun later on became the king.
그러게 왕을 누가 말리겠어요?
Then who can hold back and restrain the king?
기분 나면 칼 두고 아무나 죽이는 겁니다. 그냥.
And so whenever he felt offended and slighted, he would just go out and swing his sword around.
완전히 나라 재앙을 불러오게 됩니다.
And it called calamity upon the nation.
너희들의 모든 상처를 없애고 가라는 겁니다.
He's saying, resolve all of your scars before you continue.
그뿐만 아닙니다.
And it's not just
이거는요,
that.
전쟁도 이렇게 힘들어요.
Because we see that even scars can lead to wars.
여러분 상처 많은 사람 집에 있으면 집안 늘 싸웁니다. 그렇죠?
And if there are people within your household who are scar laden, there's always problems and conflicts within that household.
그 상처 많은 지도자 나오면요, 전쟁 일으켜요.
And a scar-filled leader comes out, and he can even go out and engage in war.
여러분 아무것도 아니고 암보다 무서운 게 상처예요.
This may not seem like anything at all, but what's even more frightening than cancer are these scars.
그 렘넌트들은 지금 딱 언약 잡아야 됩니다. 여러분을 갚아준 상처 작은 건데 나중에 어느 날 큰 문제로 와요 이게.
So remnants, you must hold on to this covenant right now. The scars that you have right now, they may be very small and trivial, but later on, this connects to a tremendous problem.
나중에 뭘로 오는 거니까 다섯 가지가 포함된 정신병이 와.
Later on, it comes together five forms of these mental disorders.
무서운 거예요.
How frightening is that?
막 우울증 저렇게 포함해서 막 정신병이 온다니까.
And so you have all sorts of different mental disorders like depression or bipolar disease.
그러니까 삶의 병이 올 수밖에 없죠.
Then of course your lifestyle has no choice but to become diseased.
그러니까 이제 나중에 육신까지 이제 병이 오는 거죠.
And later on, that takes a toll on your physical body as well.
하나님이 그거 없애고 가라는 겁니다.
And God is now instructing them to get rid of this and go forward.
그 이유를 알아야 아, 이 나팔절이 뭔가 하는 이유.
You must understand the reason behind that for you to understand the significance of the Feast of Trumpets.
더 중요한 이유는요. 여기에 지금 사단이 작업을 한 거란 말이에요.
The more important reason is that Satan is working in the background of all of this.
사단이 어떻게 합니까?
What does Satan do?
사단은 한마디로 속임수를 쓰는 겁니다.
Simply put, he uses deceptive means.
악령을 보내고 미혹의 영을 보냈어요. 사람을 자꾸만 상처 속에 빠져 죽도록 만드는 겁니다.
He sends the evil spirits and the spirits of confusion driving people into scars.
더 웃기는 건 뭔지 압니까?
Do you know what's even more ironic?
사단은 스스로 또 속아요.
We see that Satan, he deceives himself.
여러분 진짜 영적 문제는 사기꾼들이죠. 스스로 속습니다.
We see that what Satan does, how he works, he leads people and individuals to deceive themselves.
그 이상한 영적 문제 사기친 사람 보면요, 이게 맞다고 생각.
People who are carrying on all of con activity, who are trying to swindle other people, they think that what they're doing is right.
놀랍죠.
How astounding!
아, 이거 내가 틀린 거다. 이거 아니고, 아, 이게 맞다고 생각.
They have no sense of morality. They don't realize what they're doing is wrong.
사단의 존재는 남을 속이고 인간을 속이고 결국은 자기를 속이는 겁니다.
And so with Satan's existence, we see that he works so that you go and deceive others, you go in and later on deceive yourself.
성경에만 있는 얘기입니다. 일반 사람들은 모르는 얘기예요.
This is only recorded in the Bible. Ordinary average people cannot understand these words.
어떤 종교에서도 말하지 않아요.
Because no other religion on earth speaks about this.
말할 수가 없어요.
And they can't even speak about it.
종교는 답이 아니니까 말할 수가 없어요.
They can't even bring this subject up because religion is not an answer.
유일하게 성경에만 밝히고 있어요.
Uniquely so, only the Bible reveals this to us.
놀라운 일이죠.
How astounding is that?
또 하나 알아야 될 이유 있습니다.
There's another reason that we must be aware of.
하나님이 주신 거로 절대 가능하기 때문에.
Because it is absolutely possible by the things that God has given to us.
그게 뭡니까?
And what are those things?
창세기 3장 15절을 알고 있는 모세입니다.
Moses who knew Genesis 3:15.
딴 걸로는 안 돼요. 여자의 후손이 뱀의 머리를 상하게 할 것이라.
Apart from this, there is no way anything else can work. He says the offspring of the woman will crush the head of the serpent.
그 말이 무슨 말입니까?
What do those words mean?
동정녀 마리아에게 나신 그리스도께서 사단의 권세를 깨뜨릴 것이다.
That Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, will completely shatter the authority of Satan.
이게 여러분 믿어지면 그날부터 역사 시작되는 겁니다.
If you find this believable from that very moment on, the works will begin to arise.
지난 주말도 얘기했잖아요.
I said this last week as well.
나는 예수 안 믿어요.
I don't believe in Jesus.
이해됩니다.
I understand those words.
그러나 진짜 여러분 가지고 있는 그 문제는 해결이 안 됩니다.
But yet the problems that you harbor right now, they will never be resolved.
그래서 이걸 놓치고 나니까 재앙 가운데 빠질 수밖에 없잖아요.
And that's why after losing hold of this, they have no choice but to find themselves in the midst of disasters.
그때 출애굽기 3장 18절에 다시 얘기합니다.
And at that time he gives these words once more in Exodus 3:18.
모세야, 네가 가서 왕에게 말해라.
Moses, go and tell this before the king.
이스라엘 백성을 내어놓으라고 말해라.
Tell him to let my people, the Israelites, go.
이유도 설명해라.
He also explained the reason to him.
양의 피 제사 드리겠다고 말해라.
Tell him that you must go on a journey to give a blood sacrifice.
누가 알아듣겠어 이 말을요?
Who can understand these words?
바로 왕이 못 알아들었다니까요.
Pharaoh could not understand these words in the least.
드디어 양의 피 바른 날 빠져나왔어.
Finally, the Israelites were set free and liberated when they applied the blood of the lamb.
양의 피 발린 집만 이 죽음을 면했습니다.
Because death only passed over the homes that had applied the blood of the lamb.
그 사건이 출애굽 사건입니다.
And that was the incident of the Passover.
그래서 그걸 보고 유월절이라고 합니다.
And that is why we call this the feast, the Passover.
그 유월절 언약 잡은 사람에게는 성령의 능력이 함께하게 되었습니다. 오순절이라고 합니다.
If you hold on to the mystery of the Passover, then the Spirit, Holy Spirit, work upon you in power. That's the mystery of the Pentecost.
그래서 든든한 배경이 있습니다. 보좌입니다. 그걸 보고 수장절이라고 합니다.
And you have a formidable background, and that's the throne of heaven. We call that the ingathering.
이 답을 준 거요.
He gave this answer.
그래 이유부터 알아야 되는 겁니다.
You must first understand the reason.
인간은 무엇 때문에 영적 문제와 저렇게 다 죽어갑니까?
For what reason does all humanity suffer and die in the midst of spiritual problems?
절대 안 고쳐지는 이유는 뭡니까?
And what's the reason why these problems simply cannot be resolved?
성경이 답이세요.
All the answers lie in the Bible.
반드시 절대로 해결할 수 있는 길을 하나님 주신데 그게 뭔가 하는 거예요.
God has given to us a definitive and absolute answer by which we can resolve these problems. What is that?
자, 그런 것이면 어떤 응답을 하나님은 예비해 놓고 나팔 불었습니까?
Then in addition to that, what kind of answers has God reserved for us as he tells the Israelites to now engage in the Feast of Trumpets?
상처만 버리는 것이 아닙니다.
We're not just discarding our scars.
상처 버리는 것은 종교에서도 할 수 있습니다.
Because even religions and people who are participating in these religions can get rid of their scars.
상처 버리는 것은 산에 가서 수양해도 가능합니다.
Even if you go up to the mountaintops to have a form of enlightenment, you can get rid of your scars in that way.
오늘 성경 그 말이 아니란 말.
That's not what today's scripture tells us.
하나님께서는 이 모든 상처를 버리고 재창조의 축복을 받으라는 겁니다.
God is saying, resolve the problem of all of your scars, get rid of that, and receive the blessing of recreation.
그래서 세 가지 나옵니다.
And three things come out from that.
첫째 뭡니까?
First,
성회로 모이라.
He's saying, gather in holy convocation.
말씀의 능력으로 근본 치유 일어나고 재창조되는 겁니다.
Because healing, fundamental healing takes place and the works of recreation arise through the word.
여러분 이 체험을 한번 해야 돼요. 한번 하면 그때부터 계속 응답 온다니까요.
You need to experience this at least once. If you experience it a single time, then it will continue to repeat itself.
언제 오는 줄 아십니까?
Do you know when that comes?
주일날마다 와요.
On every single Lord's day.
이렇게 돼야 되는 겁니다.
And that's how it ought to be.
이 응답을 전혀 체험 못하니까 할 수 없이 내 생각대로 믿어야 돼요.
Because we have yet to experience this answer, that's why we have no choice but to believe according to our own thoughts.
할 수 없이 완전하지 못한 내 능력대로 살아야 되는 거예요.
And because we have no other alternative, we have no choice but to rely on our very incomplete power and level to live our lives.
내 능력으로 살아야 되는 것은 정해져 있습니다. 진짜 것은 내 능력으로 못합니다. 그렇잖아요.
There are limitations and constraints to how much we can carry out in our lives through our own abilities. The important things we cannot live by our own abilities.
솔직히 저는 어느 날요, 딱 보게 되었어요.
And honestly, one day I came to see this.
아, 사람은 다 저렇게 사는구나.
I realized that's the state in which
어느
all 날, humanity lives.
어느 날 이 흑암 근세가 얼마나 큰지 아, 사람들은 다 거짓말하고 살구나.
I realized just how powerful the forces of darkness is because I realized people are lying as they live their lives.
딴 거짓말 하는 게 아니고 미안하니까 그냥 숨기고 사는 거예요.
It's not just a simple lie. They're concealing their true selves because they feel sorry.
그리고 아주 악한 사단의 짓을 내가 봤어요.
And I saw the wicked, malicious acts and deeds of Satan.
그래서 저는 어릴 때부터 교회 다니기 때문에 안 믿어졌다니까요. 어느 날 아 이래서 하나님이 그리스도를 약속하셨구나 딱 왔어요.
And I used to go to church since I was very young, but I just did not find this believable. But one day I realized this is a reason why God sent the Christ.
그때부터 저에게는 재창조되는 근본 역사를 나버렸어요.
And it was from that moment on that the fundamental works began to arise, where the works of recreation followed.
그러니까 여러분 이 응답을 받아야 될 거 아닙니까?
You too, you must receive this answer.
저는 성도님들 보면 안타까운 게 그거예요. 아, 그거 뭐 필요 없는 걸 자꾸 해서 여러분이 진짜 응답을 받아야 되거든요.
There are many times when I look at our believers and I'm really grieved in my heart. You must receive the genuine answers.
뭡니까?
And what is that?
40년 동안 묵고드는 이유는 출애굽이 각인되라 이 말이에요.
We see that for 40 years they were inside of the wilderness. Why? Because God wanted to instill in the Israelites the Exodus.
어떤 것도 두려워하지 말라. 홍해에서 빠져나왔잖냐. 그게 각인되라 이 말이에요.
Do not be afraid of anything. You were even able to cross over the Red Sea. That must become imprinted upon you.
하나님이 광야에서 사람이 할 수 없는 일들 정말로 만나와 메추라기 여러 가지 행사냐 그게 각인되라 그 말이요.
In the wilderness, God carried out works that are unimaginable for people, and yet He gave manna and quail. He carried out these unimaginable works that must be imprinted upon you.
다른 길 없습니다.
There's no other path.
그게요 확신이 있다고 말이요.
You must have conviction regarding that.
그때부터 진짜로 하나님은 역사하기 시작했어요.
And from that moment on, for me personally, that's when God really began to work.
저는 간증할 게 없습니다.
There's nothing for me to give a testimony about.
네, 그거는 좀 훌륭한 분이 하는 거지 저는 없어요.
But people who are very renowned or prestigious, perhaps they can give a testimony. There's nothing that I can speak about.
자랑할 것도 없습니다.
There's nothing that I have to boast about either.
진짜입니다.
I'm very honest.
특기가 있어야 자랑을 하죠.
You need to have some knack or gifts
없어요.
For me to be able to speak about that. I don't have any.
그래서 누구에게든지 저는 이 그리스도를 얘기할 수 있어요.
And that's why to everyone I meet with, I can speak about
Christ. 저는 증거를 봤기 때문에.
Because I saw the evidence of that.
이게 전 세계를 쳐다보면 세상 나라에는 사단의 나라냐 하나님의 나라냐 두 개예요.
You look all throughout the world, it comes down to one question: Is it the dominion of Satan or is it the kingdom of God?
그러니 그리스도 확신 딱 오니까요. 그때부터 이 근본 치유가 되는 재창조 역사.
And when I began to have that assurance of Christ, that's when fundamental healing took place through the works of recreation.
예, 틀린 것을 믿는 걸 보고 확신을 하지 않잖아요. 정확한 걸 믿는 겁니다.
You can't have conviction or assurance regarding falsehoods or things that you don't that you know are not true. It's about the correct things that you must have this conviction about.
그러니 이제 광야를 통과했는데 깨달아야 될 거 아닙니까?
And now the Israelites must pass through the wilderness. They need to realize this.
하루 종일 나팔을 불렀어요.
So all day long. They began to blow the trumpets. Second,
성회는 뭐죠? 제물을 드리라는 거요.
He's saying gather in holy convocation, but also give your offering.
수양.
He speaks about
뭐, 수염소.
And also the bull.
뭐 허무는 양.
And also
똑같이 계속 나옵니다.
The male lambs without any blemish. It's a repetition of all of that.
하나님께 제물을 드리고 속죄함을 얻으라.
So give this offering before the Lord and receive atonement.
뭔 말입니까?
What does this mean?
하나님의 것으로 영적 치유를 받으라.
Receive spiritual healing through the things of God.
영적인 재창조는 가능합니다.
Spiritual recreation is possible.
이걸 받으라는 겁니다.
He's now saying receive that.
얼마나 놀라운 일입니까?
How astonishing is that?
그래서 하나님이 나팔을 계속 부른 거예요.
And that's why they continue to blow on the trumpets.
이때 어떻겠습니까?
And how do you think it was?
뭐가 소산합니까? 시끄럽다 이런 느끼겠습니까?
Do you think they thought to themselves, what a clamor, it's so noisy.
너의 모든 상처를 치유하고 너의 모든 저주를 없애고 이제 간다고 하는데 나팔 소리 계속 나는데 감사하죠.
Have healing of all of your scars. Get rid of all these disasters. That's the significance and meaning of the trumpets that are being blown. Of course, they're going to be thankful for that then.
여러분이 감사가 계속 나온다는 것은요. 이걸 치유됐다는 증거예요.
The fact that you continue to have that thanksgiving means that you have been healed.
또 감사가 계속 나온다는 것은 치유될 사람이에요.
And the fact that you have that ongoing thanksgiving means that you are somebody who will be healed.
이 감사가 계속 나오는 것은 재창조의 능력을 힘입고 전할 사람이 되는 겁니다.
The fact that you have this resounding appreciation as well as thanksgiving means that you are the one who will experience the works of the recreation and testify of it.
오늘부터 찾으시길 바랍니다.
Starting today, may you discover this.
아니 뭐 목사님 우리 집을 보세요. 어떻게 감사합니까?
Pastor, look at my household. It's in shambles. How can I be thankful for
우리
this?
우리 생각할 수 있습니다.
You can think that to yourself.
우리 남편을 한번 살아보세요.
Pastor, why don't you try living with my husband?
목사님은 3일만 살면 감사 안 나올 겁니다.
And pastor, if you just live with him for 3 days, I'm sure that you will not be able to give thanks unto God.
그럴 겁니다.
Perhaps that's the case.
그 뒤에 여러분에게 주시는 언약은 큽니다.
But the covenant that follows that, it's a tremendous covenant.
만약 여러분이 그렇다면 여러분은 큰 그릇입니다.
And if that is the case for you, you are a tremendous
큰
vessel.
큰 사명이 있습니다.
And you have a tremendous commission that you must carry out.
어떤 사람 그러나 나는 왜 어릴 때부터 이렇게 이상한 집안에 태어나서 이 고생을 합니까?
There are people who often say and have that resentment saying, why have I been born into a very strange household? Why do I have to suffer like this from when I was very young?
예, 그릇이 큽니다.
That means that you are a big vessel.
그래 작은 사람은 아무 문제 없어요.
A person who is a very small vessel, they don't experience any hardships like that.
이스라엘 민족 왜 이 고난 시기가 세계복음화 사명이기 때문에요. 그래 감사하라.
Why did the Israelites undergo so much suffering? It's because they had the commission to carry out world evangelization, and that's why they were able to give thanks.
에 저는 옛날부터요 늘 그 가난이란 거 우리 주위 따라다니거든요. 솔직히.
And even way into my distant past, always I was surrounded by poverty, to be honest with you.
뭐 가는 데마다 교회도 어렵고 집도 어렵고 다 어려워 가는 데마다.
Wherever I went, no matter where I was, the church, the households and homes, everybody was so hard-pressed.
내가 어느 날 그리스도로 딱 가게 되면 영적인 재창조 역사 일어나고요. 감사가 나오는 거예요.
But one day I became imprinted with Christ and the works of spiritual recreation began to arise and I began to have thanksgiving come out.
그때부터 제게 제일 소중한 게 뭐냐? 예배였어요.
And then from that moment on what was most precious to me it was worship.
다른 사람은 가치 없지만은 제게는 제일 소중했어요.
That may seem like there's no value for some people but for me it had the greatest value of all.
그리고 기도하는 거 너무 행복해.
And entering into prayer that brought me great happiness.
그때부터 하나님 역사하시는데 가는 곳마다 제 가는 곳에는요 하나님이 무조건 빛의 경제 축복을 쏟아부어요.
And it was at that point that God began to work. And wherever I went, I could see that God was showering down the economy of light.
한 번도 우리가 뭐 돈 때문에 못 하는 거 없어요.
There was never a case, never an instance when we couldn't do something because we just didn't have the finances for it.
어떨 때는 언약 잡기만 하면 쏟아지고.
There were times when all we did was simply hold onto the covenant and God began to shower everything that we needed down to upon us.
예를 들면요, 지금 2372 얘기하는 거야. 전국 세계에서 지금 막 기도를 부른다니까.
So just to give an example, the 237 Center, we can speak about this and right now, everybody throughout the nation and the world continue to pray about it.
그래서 여러분은 어떻게 할지 모르겠는데 저는요, 지난 주간에도 얘기했지만 저는 헌금 굉장히 소중하게 생각합니다.
So I don't know how you view this matter, but for me, I said this last week as well, but I value offering so very much.
그날 항상 숙소에도 차에도 봉투가 많아요.
And that's why whether it's in my accommodation, the room that I'm staying in, or even in my car, I always have lots of envelopes prepared.
왜냐면 그것도 적어도 내가 한 주간 동안 메시지 준비하면서 헌금도 기도로 준비합니다.
Because throughout the week, as I prepare for my sermons 거예요. and messages, I also prepare in prayer for the offering that I'm going to give.
저는 은혜 받고부터 그래요.
From the day that I began to receive grace, that's what I
began
to do.
돈 얘기 아니에요.
That's not money matters that I'm speaking about.
이 항상 내 그 은약이 거기 담겨 있어요.
Because my covenant is contained inside of that offering.
많은 사람들 사는 거 봤어요.
I saw the way that many people lead their lives.
많은 사람이 그렇게 살더라니까요.
And I saw the state in which many people live their lives.
그냥 막 적당적당하게 살고요.
They just live like that. Just
눈치 봐가며 살고.
Looking and trying to make sure that
적당적당하게
everything is
alright. 돈 속이고.
They deceive others with money matters.
헌금 성의 없이 하고.
And they're not very faithful in their offering.
그 불신자보다 더 나쁜 놈이에요. 그거.
Then those kinds of people, they're worse
그렇죠.
off than unbelievers.
하나님 주신 시간을 대충대충 하고.
They're more wicked because it's a time that God has granted to them. And
예배 아무렇게나 드리고.
They're not very faithful in carrying that out.
이게 사단이 하는 짓이지 그렇잖아요.
Worship any which way. That's what Satan instructs them to
do.
They're not interested in giving offering at all.
그럼 뭡니까?
Then what
성경은
is that?
계속 제물 드리는 얘기 나오는데.
We see all throughout the Bible this constant repetition of giving offering unto the Lord.
그래서 저는 확신만 있을 뿐 아니라 진짜 하나님 감사해요.
Not only did I have that conviction, I had true thanksgiving before God.
가는 곳마다 하나님은요, 그냥 경제 아닙니다. 세계복음화 빛의 경제를 쏟아붓는 걸로 저는 확인했어요.
And wherever I went, I confirmed not just simple economics or finances being given to me, God began to open the doors to the economy of light to carry out world evangelization.
여러분, 감사 안 나옵니까?
Do you not have thanksgiving?
여러분의 기도와 헌신이 포함된 거예요.
That contains your prayer.
우리 모든 황 목사님 비롯해 우리 부교역자들 기도가 포함된 거예요.
And your
그렇죠?
devotion, all the prayers of Reverend Huang as well as all our pastors are contained inside of that.
저는 한 게 하나 없어 언약 잡았다는 거거든요.
There is not one thing that I have done. All I've done is hold on to the covenant.
여러분 이런 시대에 이런 교회당 구 힘듭니다, 여러분.
It is difficult to achieve having this kind of sanctuary and church building in this kind of age.
이걸 지금 돈 있다고도 사는 거 아니에요.
Just because you have money doesn't mean that you can acquire this kind of building.
이렇게 우리가 지금 237 치유 서밋 할 수 있는 장소로 딱 하나님 지금 보내셨잖아요.
God has brought to us a center, a place where we can carry out 237 healing and summit.
저 미국에도 지금 알류 운동이 이제 본격화되는 기도가 시작되고 있어요.
And right now, even in America, we have the full-scale prayers beginning to revive and revitalize the RU movement.
뭐 거기도 그냥 우리 아무것도 없었잖아요.
And even there, we had nothing.
거기도 거의 지금 빛의 경제가 다 준비 다 됐어요.
But there we see that God has already prepared fully the economy of light.
오늘 여러분 모든 상처를 재창조의 축복으로.
Today, may you overturn all of your scars with the blessing of recreation.
세 번째입니다.
Third.
왜 하루 종일 집중 기도해라.
Why did they do this all day long? It's to engage in concentrated prayer.
뭔 말입니까?
What does this mean?
하나님의 것을 내 것으로 만들어.
We must make what is God's into what is mine.
내 것이란 건 가치 없어요. 하나님의 것을 내 것으로 만들어.
What is mine has no value. We must draw forward what is God's and make it our own.
미래 재창조.
And that is future recreation.
이거라고 하라는 겁니다.
And that's what he's telling them to do.
다시 설명하겠습니다.
I'll explain this once more.
첫째는 근본 재창조.
First, it's fundamental recreation.
두 번째는 뭡니까?
Second,
영적인 재창조.
Spiritual recreation.
세 번째는 뭡니까?
And third,
미래 재창조.
Future recreation.
그거라는 겁니다.
He's saying to do that.
얼마나 하나님께 감사합니까?
So then how thankful must we be before God?
다 갚아라가 아닙니다. 너의 모든 상처, 재앙을 없애줄 테니까 언약 잡으라는 거예요.
He's not saying repay it all. He's saying I will get rid of all of your scars and disasters. Just hold on to the covenant.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that?
진짜 중요한 건 인간의 힘으로 할 게 아무것도 없어요.
Because the most important matters, the most important things we cannot achieve by our own abilities.
여러분 우리에게 일어나는 모든 영적 문제, 재앙, 저주 어떻게 해결합니까? 다 해결해 주겠다는 겁니다.
The spiritual problems, disasters and curses that come our way, how can we resolve that? God is saying he will resolve it for us.
그렇게 하루 종일 놀라운 영광의 나팔을 부는 거예요.
That's why all day long they're blowing on this glorious trumpets.
미래 재창조는 뭡니까?
Then what is future recreation?
하나님이 정확하게 말씀으로 여러분과 함께 하실 겁니다.
God will be with you most accurately by his word.
이를 체험해보면 말씀이 보여요.
And if you experience this, you
한 번은 이 시간을 가져야 될 거 아닙니까?
You need to at least have this experience once.
주일날 그러면 이거 계속 가지게 돼요.
Then every single Lord's day you begin to experience.
그러면
this.
여러분 개인과 주위의 삼 저주 없어져요.
Then the three
구원이죠.
Curses upon yourselves and all those around you begin to disappear.
그리고 뭡니까?
And what else?
전혀 눈에 보이지 않는 성령의 역사에 나가셔요.
Unseen to our eyes, the Holy Spirit will begin to work.
이걸 보고 삼위일체로.
That is what we call the Trinity, the Holy Trinity.
그리고 뭡니까?
And
하늘 보좌가 여러분의 배경이기 때문에 여러분의 신분.
Moreover, we have your status because your background is the kingdom of God.
이 언약을 기도해 보세요. 여러분 기도하는데 허감실이 꺾이게 돼 있습니다. 권세.
And it's also the authority that you now have in your possession. And you pray, all the forces of darkness will crumble down.
이걸 가지고 가라는 겁니다.
Now you must carry this out with you.
난 아까 얘기했는데 지난 주간에 우연히 홍콩이었어요. 제게 뭐 유튜브를 보낸 거예요.
And so I said this earlier as well, but just this past week, very coincidentally, somebody sent me a YouTube link from Hong Kong.
또 사진을 보니까 설교 제목은 내 건데 사람은 딴 사람이에요.
And I saw the sermon title, and it was the same sermon title that I had given, but the person giving the sermon was different.
근데 이 기자가 왜 내한테 보냈을까 하고 이래. 들어가 봤지.
And so I thought to myself, why did this journalist send this link to me? And so I turned it on and I listened.
제가 일부 예배 설교하는 거를 김종윤 목사가 포럼을 해서 이렇게.
And so it was the first service message that I had given, and Reverend Kim Jong-yun was leading a forum regarding that.
어, 저 진짜 은혜 받았어요.
And I was really, I received so much grace from it, so blessed by it.
저는 다른 사람이 교만하다 할 정도로 좀 반응 안 하는 사람이거든요.
And so I really lack a lot of expression and reaction to the point where people can look at me and they say that I'm very arrogant.
내가 제일 가슴 아픈 게 나는 사실 나는 목사님들 설교도 은혜 받은 지 별로 없거든요.
And what really breaks my heart is the fact that there were not many times when I received true grace from the sermon of pastors.
차라리 막 순수하게 아무도 모르는 사람 순수하게 그냥 간 이게 더 낫지 이런 사람이었다니까요.
And I was the kind of person where perhaps it was all the better for people with pure intentions to come out and just give their testimony. I was more blessed by that instead.
지나고 보면서요. 너무 포럼을 잘하는 거죠.
But as I was listening to that YouTube link, I was taken aback by how well he was leading the forum.
네, 얼굴 계속하라 했습니다. 막 그걸 겸손도 포함되어 있고 다 이렇게 깨끗하게 잘하는 거죠.
And it was so pure, so clean in the way that it was portrayed, and so humble as well. So I said, continue to do that.
여러분, 우리 이만원 이렇게 교육자들 대단합니다. 내가 보면서 야, 이거 진짜 기다림 보라 키운 보람이다 싶을 정도로 우리 부교역자 일 잘해요 진짜.
And our Emmanuel Church pastors are really amazing. They're really something. I thought to myself that it was worth it for us to wait off and worth it for us to raise them.
왜 이 말 하는 줄 압니까?
Do you know why I say this?
여러분이 하나님의 말씀 정확한 것이 여러분 각인되기 시작하면요 다 바뀝니다.
If the accurate word of God begins to be imprinted upon you, everything will be transformed.
여러분 어떤 생각 가지고 있습니까?
What kind of thoughts do
you have? 결국 그대로 응답합니다.
Absolutely, that result of that will come in the form of answers.
여러분 어떤 나쁜 생각 하고 있습니까?
What kind of ill thoughts?
결국 그대로 응답합니다.
In the end, the answers will follow that exactly.
그렇잖아요.
Isn't that so?
이 주는 그리스도시요 살아계신 하나님 똑같지만은요 어떻게 믿느냐 누가 믿냐가 중요하거든요.
Everybody can confess you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God, but it's a matter of who confesses it and how you believe in that.
요가는 건 아니고 훌륭한 건 내가 아니고요. 내가 신학교 다니면서 많은 교육자들 보면 주로 보면 자리 걱정.
I'm not trying to boast of myself.
자리 걱정 왜 합니까?
When I was in seminary school, most pastors were always concerned about position.
두 번째는 이해돼, 돈 걱정.
And second, it's understandable.
두 번째는 이해됩니다. 이 없으니까.
Always concerned about finances because they never had enough money.
어이, 미래 걱정.
And third, they were always concerned about future.
그 훌륭한 분들이요, 거의 다 그래요.
These very skilled individuals, for the most part, were caught by these three conflicts.
저는 그럴 필요 없다고 생각합니다.
And I thought to myself, there's no need for this.
아, 그건 내일요. 내가 현장에 갈 때가 많은데 말이에요. 그렇잖아요.
There are so many fields that I must enter into. I shouldn't concern myself over these.
아니, 갈 걸 해야지. 갈 때 말인데 내가 왜 그 세 가지 걱정을 해야 됩니까?
I need to go where I have to go. I can't concern myself over these three matters.
아무리 주는 그리스도시여 해도 이렇게 가 있으면 이 수준밖에 못 만나니까.
No matter how 그렇죠? much you confess, Lord, you are the Christ. If you're caught by these three conflicts, you have no choice but to live your lives in the midst of that.
이건 용기를 낸 게 아닙니다.
It's not mustering up courage.
하나님 저는 자리 아무 상관 없습니다.
I simply said, God.
저도 사잖아요.
I don't care about the position. I know. I'm
그리고 미래 걱정 안 합니다.
And I will not concern myself over the future.
하나님이 세웠잖아요 나를.
Because Lord, you're the one who raised me. Why should I worry about my future?
없으면 안 씁니다.
And if I don't have enough money, I won't spend any.
맞잖아요.
Isn't that right?
그럼 제가 망했습니까?
Then was I destroyed as a result of that?
그 반대예요.
It was the opposite of it.
그분들 잘 됐습니까?
Then did those people end up well? No, it's the opposite.
걱정하지 마시라니까요.
So don't worry.
오늘 언약 딱 잡았어요.
Today, hold on to the covenant.
결론입니다.
This is the conclusion.
이 일이 현장으로 옮겨지는 겁니다.
Now this must be moved into the field.
어떤 현장으로요?
What kind of field?
요단을 만나게 되겠죠.
They will meet with the Jordan River.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
여리고를 만나게 되겠죠.
They will also meet with Jericho.
여러분 인생 가는 길에 정말로 아무리 연합국 같은 적군을 만나게 되겠죠.
As you live your lives, you may face and encounter adversaries like the Amorite United Forces.
도저히 가기 힘들다고 생각할 때는 요새 안악 산지를 만나게 되겠죠.
And you may meet with the Anak Hill Country, a fortress where you think to yourself, there's no way that I can pass through that place.
그때 붙잡으세요.
You must hold on to this at that time.
사는 것, 죽는 것 관계없이 요단은 건너간다라고 생각해야 돼요.
Regardless of life or death, we will cross the Jordan.
빠져 죽으면 어떡합니까?
What if we drown in the process?
그것도 걱정할 필요 없어요.
There's no need for you to concern yourself over that.
하나님이 건너라고 했으니까.
Because God has instructed us to cross it.
건넜다 성공한 것도 아닙니다.
Then once you cross the Jordan River, even that does not entail success.
건너다 죽었다 실패한 거 아닙니다.
And because if you drown or you die as you're crossing, even that is not failure.
애굽에서 나와 요단을 건너다 죽었을 뿐입니다.
It's just simply the fact that you came out from Egypt and you perished in the Jordan while crossing it.
안 죽었어요.
But you see, the Israelites, they did not
그렇죠.
perish.
잘 아셔야 됩니다.
So you must be clearly aware of this.
여러분에게 위기 왔다고 해서 여러분이 망한 거 아니라 그 말이요.
Just because you are met with a crisis does not mean that you have been destroyed.
아니 여리고를 어떻게 무너뜨립니까?
How can we break down the walls of Jericho?
그게 여러분의 길을 막는 근심거리가 아니라는 겁니다.
That is not a source of worry. It's not blocking your path in the least.
여리고는 하나님이 무너뜨리겠다 약속하신 거예요.
Because God has already promised that He will topple down the walls of Jericho.
더 정확하게 말하면 안 무너져도 상관없어요.
What's even more accurately speaking, even if it doesn't topple down, it doesn't matter.
여리고 안 무너져도 여러분은 여호와의 자녀요, 그 언약의 사람이라 그 말이에요.
Even if the Jericho walls are not destroyed, you are the people of the Lord and you are His children.
아니 오는 걸 알고 아모리 연합군이 힘을 합쳐 공격하는데 어떻게 이깁니까?
All the Amorite forces were aware of the fact that the Israelites are coming towards them, and that's why they gathered the forces together. How can you block them and stand against them?
그것도 걱정하지 마세요.
Even that is not a concern.
또 걱정해도 상관없어요.
And even if you are concerned, it doesn't matter.
여러분이 걱정을 한다고 해서 하나님 언약이 바뀌고 안 한다고 해서 안 바뀌고 아닙니다.
Just because you're worried, does God's covenant change? Just because you're not worried, does it stay the same? That's not a standard at all.
하나님이 우박을 내려가지고요, 그 연합군들을 치는데 태양과 달이 멈추는 전무후무한 응답이 왔어요.
God sent hail to kill all those united Amorite forces. He stopped the sun and the moon in the sky. These unprecedented answers began to come to them.
더 한마디 하자면 전무후무한 응답 안 와도 괜찮아요.
And to add to that, even if those unprecedented answers did not come, it
wouldn't 아니겠지요.
have mattered.
여러분 하나님의 자녀예요.
You are still
마귀 자녀가 아니라 그 말이에요.
Children of God, nonetheless.
여러분 지옥 백성이 아니라 그 말이에요.
You are not people.
안 바뀌는 겁니다.
That will never change.
속지 말아야 되는 거예요.
So do not be deceived.
상처만 버리라.
Just get rid of your scars.
사단은 여러분을 이길 수 없다는 걸 알고 상처 가지고 요만 건든다니까.
Satan is fully aware of
that. 이길 수 없다는 걸 알아요.
He cannot overcome you. That's why he keeps striking at the scars that you have.
그래서 교회 막 분열시키려 그래.
That's why he brings division to the church.
이길 수 없다는 걸 알아요.
Because he knows he cannot prevail.
그 속지 마시라니까요.
Just don't be deceived by that.
그리고 하루 종일 나팔 부른 겁니다. 이제.
That's why all day long the Israelites blew these horns and these trumpets.
그때 여러분 갈렙이라는 인물 나타나지 않았습니까?
And it was at that time that a person like Caleb arose.
그렇게 믿으면 돼요.
Just believe like him.
그 갈렙이 나타나서 딴 걸 얘기한 거 아닙니다.
Caleb appeared. He didn't speak of anything else.
40년 전에 그를 얘기했어요.
He spoke of what had happened 40 years back.
40년 전에 우리가 보고 왔을 때 대부분 사람이 못 들어간다고 했는데 우리는 믿음으로 고백하지 않았냐.
40 years ago we scouted out the land. Most people said we could not enter in, but we gave our confession of faith.
주의 종 모세가 여호와의 말씀대로 우리는 들어갈 것이라고 하지 않았냐?
Did we not say that just like Moses proclaimed, the servant of the Lord Moses said that we would enter in, and we confess the same as well?
그런데 지금 들어오지 않았냐?
And look, we've already entered the land that has been promised.
하나 남았다 이거.
There's one thing left.
이 산지를 내게 주소서.
Give me this hill country.
그 말은 뭔 말인지 압니까?
Do you know what those words
내가
mean?
내가 죽어도 좋으니까 그 산지를 내가 싸우겠습니다.
이거. He's saying, I will go and fight,
그
even if I lose my life in the process.
나이가 지금 80 넘었지만 아무 걷는 데 지장 없다라고 말했어.
He says, though I'm 80 years of age, I'm still in my youthful vigor.
뭐 건강했겠지만 어떻게 똑같겠습니까?
And I'm sure that he was healthy, but he could not have been the same that he was
중요한
40
말이었어.
years ago. But important words he spoke.
혹시 여호와께서 나와 함께하시면,
if the Lord is with me,
필경 그 땅을 차지하게 될 것이다.
Then surely I will take over that land.
혹시는 의심할 때 쓰는다는데 그건 의심이 아닙니다.
But when he said if, he premised it with the word if, but that doesn't mean that he was skeptical or doubtful.
자기를 낮춘 거예요.
He was humbling himself.
나같이 쓸데없는 늙은에게라도 하나님이 함께하신다면 반드시 승리할 거다 그 말이에요.
He's saying, though I'm so weak and though I'm so powerless and old in my years, should the Lord be with me, surely I will take charge of this land.
여러분의 걱정 놓아보내세요.
So forego all of your worries. Stop holding on to it.
저 애굽의 상처. 놓아보내라니까요.
All the scars of Egypt, let it go. Why do you keep clinging on to it?
과거 보내라니까요.
Send off your past.
근데
now.
그걸 계속 잡고 있어요.
And yet we keep holding on to it.
큰일 납니다.
You'll be in big trouble.
여러분이 애굽에서 나온 광야 고생이 이해됩니다. 버리라니까요.
I understand that there was so much suffering and anguish while you're walking out from Egypt in the wilderness, but now let it go.
더 마지막으로 나를 놓아줘요.
And finally, let yourself go.
애굽 상처만 놓는 게 아닙니다. 나를 놔줘요.
Don't just let go of all your scars from Egypt. Let yourself go.
이건 조금 어려운 말이에요.
These words are very difficult to understand.
사람이 나를 잡고 있잖아요, 내가.
People keep holding on to themselves.
그게 창세기 3장, 6장, 11장입니다.
But you see, that is Genesis 3, 6, and 11.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that?
하나님이 나와 함께 하겠다는데.
Why should we let it go? Because God
그렇잖아요.
says He will be with us.
그런데 나를 잡고 있어 나를 잡을 이유가 없어요.
There's no need for us to cling to ourselves.
내가 어제도 얘기했잖아요.
I said this yesterday as well.
아니, 비서가 날 보고 이런 말하면 되겠어요?
Should the executive secretary come to me and say it like this?
길 가다가 말이야. 목사님 오늘 내가 국밥을 먹고 싶습니다.
Pastor, this is what I feel like eating.
가도
today.
되겠습니까?
Some stew.
이놈
Should I go?
내가요.
Can he speak like that to me?
아니, 나를 물어봐야 돼. 오늘 점심은 어떻게 하겠습니까? 이래야 될 거 아니에요?
If he's my secretary, should he not ask me, well, what do you want to have for lunch today?
갈비가 땡기니까 허리로 갑시다. 이런 아무도 어떻게 돼, 비서가?
But what happens if the secretary comes to me and says, I feel like marinated beef today. That's what I want to eat. So how do you feel about that?
여러분이 신앙생활 그래 하고 있다 이 말이야 우리가.
You see, all of us are living our walk of faith like that.
틀린 거 내가 다 정해놓고 하나님 응답 주십시오 이런 나오시는데.
We determine everything and we decide everything on our own and we say, God, give us answers.
진정한 기도는 제목이 필요 없어요.
In entering into true prayer, there's no need
하나님이
for prayer
나와
topics.
함께 하시는 게 누리는 게 기도예요.
Because enjoying the fact that God is with me, that
임마누엘로
함께
하시는 누리는 게 기도예요.
Enjoying God being with me through Emmanuel, that's prayer.
어려운 것처럼 보이지만 모든 것이 합력하여 원내서 선을 이룹니다. 그 누리는 게 기도예요.
Things may appear difficult, but all things come together for the good, for oneness, and that is enjoying that is prayer.
결론입니다.
Conclusion.
영적 DNA는 바뀝니다.
The spiritual DNA can change.
우리 몸의 DNA는 안 바뀔지 몰라도 영적 DNA는 바뀝니다.
Though our physical DNA cannot, our spiritual DNA can change.
오늘 여러분 재창조의 축복 붙잡으시길 바랍니다.
Today may you hold on to the blessing of recreation.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님 오늘이 바로 그날이 되게 해주옵소서.
God, may today be that day.
이스라엘이 광야에서 재창조의 축복을 누린 그날이 우리에게 시작되게 하옵소서.
May that day in which the Israelites experienced and began to enjoy the blessing of recreation in the wilderness begin for us as well.
주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, 아멘. We pray. Amen.